There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow! They made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144. Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Hi, it's Tom Thayer inviting you to a Schneider Truck Driver hiring event on January 10th in my hometown, Joliet. Schneider recruiters will be at the Clarion Inn and Convention Center in Joliet January 10th from 10 to 2, and I'll be there from noon to 2 for autographs, photos, and talking football. See Schneider's Ride of Pride military tribute truck and enter a prize drawing for CDL holders. For details on this event and Schneider's careers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to core. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. See.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 1 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Make a great save with a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. The Bulls have some minutes to fill. Another player out an extended amount of time in Jimmy Butler with an elbow ligament sprain and small bone impaction injury. He's going to miss 3 to 6 weeks. Taj Gibson was seen in a walking boot after yesterday's loss to the Clippers, and the Bulls host the Wizards tomorrow. The Blackhawks host the Hurricanes tonight without Ben Smith, who was traded to San Jose for center Andrew Desjardins. NHL trade deadline is in 1 hour. Many eyes will be on Patrick Sharp's play tonight, now that he's addressed the rumors about his personal life and how it affects his play.
You know, I think it all goes hand in hand. When you're feeling good, that translates onto the ice. You know, I think looking at specifically hockey, you know, I've been injured this year, I've battled back, had tough stretches, had some good stretches, but you know, I'm feeling good about the way I'm playing. I know I'm on a good line, I've got good teammates with me, and things are going to break through.
Yeah, his line will be different tonight. It features a new center, a newly acquired Antoine Vermette. Kimmo Tiiminen will play for the Hawks tonight as well. Puck drop at 7:30. NFL clubs must designate who they wish to franchise tag by 3 p.m. today. So far, Demaryius Thomas will stay with the Broncos. They franchised him. The Chiefs will hold on to pass rusher Justin Houston. The Cowboys franchised wide receiver Dez Bryant. And the Lions will not franchise Ndamukong Suh. A report out of Duke and the Chronicle says high-ranking athletic department members, including Head coach Mike Krzyzewski knew 1 year before the dismissal of forward Rashid Suleiman that he was accused of sexual assaulting a female student. Outdoor workouts were rained out for the Cubs and Sox. They're hitting in the comforts of the cages. Michael Jordan became the first American-born athlete to get to the billion-dollar mark. Forbes listed him on the billionaires list for the first time ever. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Mazda, where you can save a fistful of dollars. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Adam Harris, for the updates all day long. Thank you also for being our third producer. Doing a great job as always. Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski are 1A, 1B. Brian Gertsch does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our new intern on his first day is Matt Bray.
Yeah, we gotta loosen him up a little bit.
How do you mean?
Rice Krispie treat.
Get him a Rice Krispie treat.
Give me one too, before you leave. Can you bring one back?
He's already cracked wise a couple times. He's got a sense of humor, not afraid to show it
Good. Because he had the nerves. Well, maybe it was with me.
What are you frightened of you?
I was frightened of you. I was about to say,
we're all frightened of you.
I am the nicest, most cuddly dude you might
know.
No,
not really. No.
Damn.
No, Jason Wozniak's pretty cuddly.
Jay really is.
Because he kind of looks like a stuffed animal.
He might be the best hugger at the school. Real deal. Like, I like.
Well, he better be. He likes the Hawks.
Yeah, once I hug you, you're traded.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, we're done.
All right, everybody.
Jump right into it.
Thank you to our guest today, Eddie Olczyk, earlier on. Steve Stone, also earlier on. All of our guests were earlier on because it's now. It's now.
Yeah.
And Mark Lazarus, Chicago Sun-Times.
I find out might need a head whooping because he looked at my man Shep the wrong way.
Yeah, no, it's old.
I might have to run up on him.
I forgot to ask Mark Lazarus who the mystery vomiter was, the puker.
During the Siebes?
Yeah. When Seabrook brings up the issue and begins to talk about the rumors, in the middle of it is incredibly obvious to hear someone in the background vomiting.
Gainer.
And we don't know why. Or don't know who. And Shep, we've been trying to scout, like, does that sound like Eastern European vomiting? Is it American or Canadian vomiting?
Is it a forced?
Like,
yeah. Yeah, check it out. Take a listen.
Listen.
You know, some of the rumors that have been said.
It happens even more than that throughout the cut, but that's the cleanest one. Yes. One more time.
You know, some of the rumors that have been said.
Somebody's throwing up.
Someone's giving it up. Someone's losing their soul in a bad bathroom.
I forgot to ask Lazarus, who was there? We have to know, and you can't dust for vomit, as you perhaps know.
You can't dust for vomit.
That's right. That's right.
Wow. Our transition is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Call 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S. I missed that song. I missed hearing that commercial.
Well, we didn't have that in Hot Atlanta?
No, I had Russ, though. I had Russ selling me pills for my... situation down there on every single...
That's what they call it, pills for your situation.
You need pills for your situation.
I did not know that.
I had Russ
That's
every
a tender way of saying it. Pills for your situation.
So, gentlemen.
Yes.
Quite the weekend.
Fun stuff.
Bill was washing Jeff Kent's truck and
broke his foot. I don't know.
You don't believe that?
I don't believe that.
No?
Yeah.
You think he tripped up a staircase of the House of Blues? Is that what you're saying?
Something.
Aren't we at the point where we default to not believing?
Yeah,
that,
I think we have to. I don't believe it.
Minnie Minoso passes away. You know?
And then Regina Rice said he was only worth $1,600. Regina Rice was there today. Did you see her? You know what? The thing is, too, I think he's older than 90.
Oh, yes.
If you talk to people.
He's got
to
be 92.
More. There's people who think he's 96.
It could be.
He was still driving.
Yeah.
That's what's so awesome.
I think they should snatch your license at around 70.
But if you got
to... Oh, wait a minute.
No. That's horrendous.
The dude was saying...
What is the matter with you?
Now everybody's going to do the age discrimination thing
that's
with me.
That's right.
Cool.
From you of all people.
No, Jason, here's what you do.
I think I'd support that.
No.
Oh,
make them take the test. And by them, I mean Terry soon. Like, make them take the test.
I will outdrive you at 70, 71, and 72, 73, and 74.
I have no problem
anytime
saying they have to take the test.
Set it up. Parallel parking contest right now.
I can do it now.
I got $100. I got $100 on Bernsie because you got a bum shoulder.
I do. That does hurt. Yeah. Let's not do that. Let's do something else.
Look, my nana had no business driving. Like, I would sit
there. Every time you get Nana status, they should take away.
I'm sitting there next to my Nana, and I remember sitting there, and she looks left, she looks right. There's traffic coming both ways, and she pulls right out into the street.
We used to joke about my maternal grandmother when she was still driving. I think it was my cousin who came up with the term playing Pac-Man, meaning she's gobbling up the white left, waka, 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 as if she's trying to just eat up the dots right down the middle. Like, Grandma, that's not a lane.
And if you hit a power dot, you die.
But you know what? Yeah. It's not old bastards that are going the wrong way.
That's true. It's drunk young bastards. Yeah,
it's not. I mean, not on the phone, not texting.
I feel like a lot of people have their license snatched.
You see that surveillance video in a parking lot?
One out of 70? Every six people should not be able to drive. Just take the license.
I'm the one, then, that should.
No, you're good money. You're good.
I'm good money.
There was a surveillance video in a parking lot. A surveillance video in like an Indiana parking lot, I think, like a week ago, of like an 85-year-old person hitting no less than seven cars. Just driving around.
Is that when
just
I was 20? That's nothing?
Yeah. That's Paul Edinger. It's the Paul Edinger School of Driving. Yeah. It's okay. You can get your money's worth.
You don't have to be 80. I did it when I was 21 or something. You don't have to be 85.
I did it in the snowstorm a couple of weeks ago. I got stuck right outside my parking garage, and I had to shovel out from underneath because the snow underneath, once you get stuck, is the only thing holding you back. So I had to go out there and shovel out from underneath the truck. And then I had to time the garage as far as me getting out of the snow and also the garage.
You
going
do like
up and
a
down.
Martin Riggs barrel roll.
So guess what? I get out of the situation and I pull back. I've got the garage going up perfectly timed, and there's a pipe jutting out, and I got a nice little gouge on the side of the truck. So,
damn.
Yeah, but I got out, so it was like
a nice truck
a
too.
Yeah, thank you, man. It's like a little victory, and then all of my guys, we were all hanging out.
Yeah, we were hanging out in that truck.
I enjoy the four-man grab ass as much as the next guy, but we got a couple news items.
We did have that.
We do.
The four-man grab ass, but a couple news items. I'm curious as to your guys' reaction to the Blackhawks stepping up and deciding to address the rumors at all, and then showing the unified front they have, and a reference to, I guess, you directly, Bernsey. They referenced the other website that actually put it out there. But your thoughts on being addressed in regards to the rumors?
I was not addressed directly by anybody.
In Lazarus's piece, he referenced a radio show. That had to mean you.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because you guys have gone, you know, right, have referenced it harder than anybody
He's
else.
He's Mr. Hockey. I'm just the guy running into the pipe.
It's been a fascinating study in human behavior.
So to speak.
And a curious response, a very curious response.
I don't understand why I do it.
And an ill-advised one from sports crisis PR experts with whom I've talked. The questions keep coming in on my phone. What are they doing? What are they doing? What are they doing? All it does is make it bigger.
And it has today. Mully and Hanley had to address it. We didn't talk about it last week, and we addressed it.
As soon as I heard him, why are you talking about this?
Yeah, it was,
seasons are so short. You will be in another city very, very soon.
I am told there were multiple discussions with multiple teams about moving Sharp. And when I first heard it, I thought, well, they're now convinced they can't move him. So now they feel they have to do something.
Double down.
So it's a very complicated story and will continue to get more complicated from the team side, from the media side. There are tendrils of this snaking out in multiple directions. What I would say, though, is anytime there is a rattling of the saber regarding legal action.
Oh, no, you can't do that because you open yourself up to being examined.
There are good roads.
So we know that's not going to happen.
There are good roads and there are bad roads. And you can find a lawyer who will take any case.
Uh-huh.
But a competent lawyer who is really looking out for the best interests of his or her client would inform the client that once the process of discovery begins, once depositions under oath begin,
it won't get there. We all know it's a bad road. We all know it's not going to get there. He knows it's not going to go.
No, there's no lawsuit.
But you know,
you don't want to do that.
It's interesting because you hear stuff, and you know, and I know a couple people within the org now, and have like talked to a few people, and they, for the past couple weeks, have been denying it so rampantly. And a lot of the language of, look, he would have been gone already if that was true. It's just a lot of that kind of stuff. But anyway, Sources have agendas. People have things, and your willingness to go as hard as it as you've gone is unique on this station.
I'm not going particularly hard.
Others have gone far harder.
My comment, and I'm not affiliated with any website or anybody else. Saying. And my comment was that untidy personal relationships have made for discomfort in the locker room, and it's up to the coach to manage the situation, and that is true.
That Jason's situation.
No, not that situation.
He's got to get the pills for that.
I don't need those. If everybody wants, if you want to find all the salacious details, they're out there for you. But I will also tell you this: that when this enters into the conversation, and others involved continue to conflate the story, people more and more and more people have stories to tell.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And we also, and
if it's affecting a player's performance, which is what he went ahead and admitted, that's when it becomes fair game.
So now,
that's the thing.
The thing for me was.
And this is a year old. If you can work a computer, you know that this is a year old.
Well,
at the minimum.
Yeah. See, but that's when it starts to get interesting for me, because I don't think that there's nothing there. But I don't think there's. If it was as bad as everything that's out there. You're telling me people wouldn't have wanted to trade for a four-time 30-goal scorer in the offseason?
All I'm going to tell you
in the offseason? Not even talking about how he's playing this year.
It's bigger than hockey.
Yeah.
And
isn't everything?
This is... it's that I it's bigger than hockey. Sadly, it's bigger than hockey.
And you know, as a sidebar to all the juicy main course, there's a... We have ourselves in this town, and I'm not, certainly not naming names, but we have ourselves another pincushion. And, that's a sidebar right there. That's what I mean.
There's a second aspect to this story that isn't a sports story.
It's a no good stuffy. I'll tell you that for the pincushion. Or as we call her, PC.
Seems like that came back just at the right time.
Yeah. Well, depends. Yeah, not good.
Why do you want to stick a pin in?
Oh. No, not my guy, Jay.
I'm good money. Yeah, no, Speaks, what are you doing?
Just clean that pin. clean the pin off when you take it out. Wash it down real good.
De-louse the pin?
Little Purell on that pin.
Wow. Disinfect the pin?
Wow. Oh, you guys.
See, that's why we like to hang out with you. We just don't know what you're going to show us.
You know.
Did you have another news item? Was it the Van Gundy stuff?
Jimmy Butler news?
Butler now for three to six weeks.
You get your starting backcourt back right before the playoffs to get your head kicked in?
Is this free Dougie McBeckham?
That's what I'm saying. How many people need to get hurt? How many do I need to take down to get Dougie on the court?
All of them.
It speaks glueily.
The entire team. Yeah. Just kneecapping people over and over again.
Jay, do an on-air appearance with Etwan Moore so he gets out of town.
You don't have to. Just have Etwan get on the court a couple more times.
He's going to trust Etwan before he even plays Dougie.
Van Gundy pisses me off, too. And I think I know.
Absolutely.
He pisses me off for a couple reasons. I know Thibs is his guy, and I know he thinks he's got some axe to grind and some way to pick up the cudgel and just keep clobbering the Bulls. But you know what the Bulls did? They hired Thibodeau when nobody else wanted to. They looked past how weird he is,
and
how single-minded
he is. All the reasons he didn't get a job.
Exactly. And that's why he's probably going to be out of a job. But it took 5 years, and he established his good name as a coach, and he's probably going to get another job as a head coach. And damn it, it was the Bulls that actually threw that down.
Name. He had a good name.
He did as an assistant.
Yeah. Correct.
As an assistant. Mm-hmm. You're not undermining a guy by giving him his one chance at age 50. That's undermining? By saying, we'll roll dice with you?
He's an idiot.
Van Gundy's so vindictive.
I had to sound down, yeah.
The thing,
so
he's a vintage ass
where he comes in with the undermining part is, you know how he does what he does. You know that he needs to practice and all these other things. And you're not talking about late 30s Spurs. You're talking about late 20s, mid 20s Bulls. And guys that you should be able to
young
run around.
Young players play big minutes.
Exactly. And they the same people that you say and hired him, they hired all the things that came with him, too. They know about him. So at what point can you say, you know what, you can't practice with this guy. You can't do this with this guy. He's not the tone setter.
Well, he's
the guy that you're out here and you will do that right because we did it right 75 times before.
Here's what we know.
The same way.
My problem with the Van Gundy thing is he's tying all these coaches together. Yeah, like it's all the same situation. situation. Ridiculous. Not sure. It's Collins. It's Phil, who we know just went year by year by year, and whenever he was going to leave.
He hated Phil.
And then guess what? Then who are we talking about? Tim Floyd? Were they on the bringing Tim Floyd? Who cares? Skiles rubs everybody the wrong way anywhere he goes. Vinny is a bonehead who shouldn't have got the job in the first place, and yet he ties them all together as being anti-coach across the board.
It's funny that that Doug Collins' name is getting mentioned in conjunction with some of this stuff, because I had a long talk with somebody over the weekend talking about the Blackhawks story. and he said, and he said to me, he said, this really reminds me of the Doug Collins stuff. And I said, what do you mean?
That is.
Every 3
well,
years.
Well, and Terry, you covered it. Him, and it was,
wait a minute.
I was, and actually when Collins was fired, I was working at Channel 2 at the time in the summer of 89. And remember everything that was happening and answering phones and how crazy it was getting. And this was a long time guy who said, God, this is like the Doug Collins stuff. And I said, how so? He said, well, he said, there's just stuff that isn't really a secret to anybody, but nobody wants to dig in and do the heavy lifting.
Well, the players right. would tell you anything. I don't know the name would tell you on the record, but I didn't really need that because I knew what it was. But
could you imagine that now?
Social media?
Could if that, oh thinking my God. That story yeah. right now with the number of pictures that there would be?
Yes, Money Bob would be all over it. yeah, Doug. Well, you know, you made. Well, oh boy.
Good luck.
Yeah, you know good what? Luck. I'm gonna
yeah, right.
pretend I never said Doug. Note,
yeah. Doing this for 26 years, talking around this story.
Pretend I never said Doug. I'll talk about all you want to on the air. I'll give you a
Patrick Sharp's gonna sue you for Doug Collins too.
That's right. No, I ain't saying anything. Doug did a fine job and always led with his heart.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Have a great show, guys. Enjoy yourselves.
Going to. Yes. Oh, we always yes. will.
I'm going to be punching a heavy bag listening to you guys.
Punching a heavy bag? What?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to get your situation looked at.
Already.
No, my situation's good.
Are you
people have been watching it on
the Doug Buffone exercise plan? Yeah.
No, I hit the heavy bag 3 times a week.
Yeah, already he's referring to me as a heavy bag.
See, stop that. Stop that.
That's ridiculous.
No, that's your hands hurt.
Don't your hands hurt?
You wear gloves.
I know, Dan.
But I've done it.
First time I did it, I didn't wear gloves like an idiot and tore up my knuckles really bad.
But even with gloves, the impact just hurts.
No, I'm good. I mean, certain things got to hurt for you to feel better about it. Yeah, I'm going
black don't crack.
Yeah, it really doesn't. It really doesn't.
I don't know what that means.
Shout out to Minnie. Shout out to Minnie, baby.
The fact that dude was
96.
Driving.
28th and Ashland.
I'm staying away from 28th and Ashland. I am circumventing.
Yeah, it's called Minnie Minoso Row from here on out. Shout out to Minnie, man. So he was a nice guy to time. I met him, so
yeah he hung out with the show once.
Did he come over and say hello
on the tavern tour in Oswego?
Not to you.
No, his people did.
Yeah, I don't think he did. I don't think he waved. He's another one like Mr. Cub. And we did meet Regina Rice at the Tavern Tour. But he's another one. I never met him.
Yeah, Regina's in charge of all my assets when I go.
Well, mine too. I already turned it over to her.
Why don't we just let them keep talking? Just turn our mics off.
Okay. All right, boys.
Okay, bye.
We'll be listening to you.
Go hit your bag.
Boys and Bernstein coming up. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 9 to 1 p.m. Spiegel and Goff, 670 The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Rory McIlroy made his first start of 2015 on the PGA Tour last week, and it didn't go well. He missed the cut at the Honda Classic by a wide margin on the golf course where he's won in the past. What's instructive about the week isn't that McIlroy missed a cut, but the reaction to it. It isn't just the usual golf media overreaction. How does this affect his chances at the Masters? Not even a little bit. No, it's more this sentence written by a prominent golf writer. Quote, it's instructive to compare McIlroy's cut record to that of Tiger Woods. No, it's not. Woods has only missed 13 cuts worldwide in 18 years, a record almost as extraordinary as his 14 major titles. People need to stop the Woods comparisons. There's only one Tiger Woods. Let McIlroy be McIlroy. I'm John Feinstein.
Taxes are complicated. Choosing a tax professional shouldn't be. A CPA, a certified public accountant, has the education, credentials, and experience which makes them uniquely qualified to serve you during tax season and year-round with financial advice to help your business grow. Choose wisely. Choose a CPA. To find a CPA in your area, visit icpas.org. Brought to you by the Illinois CPA Society.
What kind of cake will they serve at your retirement party? Chocolate? Red velvet? Or how about something exotic, like a French petit gâteau? Well, go ahead and call the bakery, because whether you plan to retire in 15 years or 50, a State Farm agent can help you take charge of your retirement and help make it seem like, well,
a piece of cake.
To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com. Neither State Farm nor its agents provide tax, legal, or investment advice. Consult your own advisor regarding your particular circumstances.
The best way to live with diabetes is to not live with it alone. That's why Walgreens pharmacists are here for you 24/7 with expert advice and savings on medications and supplies. Just bring in your prescriptions. We can even show you how to get rewarded for healthy behaviors, like logging your glucose. Because Walgreens knows that taking control of diabetes takes an extra hand. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Get a free private consultation with an expert Walgreens pharmacist today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At